We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, and welcome to another episode of Trust the Tape. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh alongside Dane Brugler, and we are very sorry that it's been a couple minutes since your last Trust the Tape podcast dropped. Massive contract disputes inside the building. Dane lost a leg. We've just had a lot going on, but we're here.
Yeah, we're it's nature of the season. It's busy. A lot going on. Evaluate these prospects. Got to know the draft. But I think we're in good shape here. You feel good about who these players are?
I'm making progress, Dane.
Good.
You feel good about who these players are.
I feel
good about who about 105 of them are.
Nice.
105, 110.
That's good.
And yeah, just like 140 to go in the next 3-4 weeks.
Before we really dive into some of these team-by-team needs, anybody that maybe surprised you that you've taken a look at the last few weeks that maybe you know, obviously you have some preconceived perceptions about these players just based on your own viewing
football? No, I never do. No, I just go in eyes wide open. Yep.
Anybody surprise you compared to maybe what you thought going in or, you know, positive or negative?
How about Florida man? Is it Ja'Chai or Ja'Kai? Ja'Kai Polite?
Ja'Kai Polite.
Okay, so I didn't watch him before the combine.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw the combine.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a guy who looked overweight and didn't look like a good athlete. And then in the interviews, I was like, man, I wouldn't want that guy on my team. Then I watched him play in pads.
Right.
And I went, oh, I'd really like to have him on my team. He's good.
That's why he's been talked about as a top 15 player up until the combine, basically.
Yeah, really, really interesting. Yeah. Penn State corner. I'm not going to be able to say his name, so you have to.
Or a runway. Yeah.
Yeah. However you want to say it. Mm-hmm. I love him. He's awesome. Mm-hmm. Sean Bunting, cornerback.
Bunting's
Central
awesome.
Michigan. Whoa.
We'll agree on Bunting.
Why are you hating on my Penn State guy?
He's a solid, I think he's a late third, early fourth.
Oh, dang.
He's solid.
Oh, no.
I mean, I like my guys to be able to tackle.
Okay. So you got Greedy Williams in the fourth?
He can tackle better, or Greedy can tackle better in Penn State.
They're both not interested.
No.
They're both not terribly interested.
I don't know. I'm just the Penn State player.
I'm here to cover.
He's not a playmaker to me.
I'm here to cover.
I don't think he's a great cover guy, but I think he's solid. I think his size makes up for some. I think he's solid, but I don't know. I don't see a...
All right, I'm going to move him down two rounds just because I trust you.
No.
Trust, no, that's cool.
We need to disagree on some of these guys.
Okay.
Yeah, Ja'Chai Polite's going to be a difficult conversation. Sean Bunting's awesome. Central Michigan. He's a guy who I really knew nothing about him. When it comes to Mac players, I really don't scout.
Oh, you're not in on the Mac?
Underclassmen. During the season, I focus on the seniors. And
well, I'll tell you this, on his tape, he looks offended if a receiver gets off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Like, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He is the most physical press corner guy I've seen this year by far. You're not getting off the line. Even if my team is in zone and playing off coverage, I'm playing press man and we're going to wrestle. And if you have an outside release, you're going out of bounds. And an inside release, we're going to wrestle.
He'll run better routes than the receiver does. I mean, he does a really nice job shadowing coverage and puts himself in position to make plays. In my top 100 that I released a couple weeks ago, I had him like 81 or something. And like more I got into it, I was like, that's not high enough. This guy's a top 50 player. So, I mean, he's going to go somewhere in the top 50 picks, in my opinion.
He's my fourth corner.
That's not crazy. I mean, let me see where my corners are.
I go DeAndre Baker, Byron Murphy, Greedy Williams, Bunting.
I'm sorry. Say that again now.
I go DeAndre Baker,
okay.
Byron Murphy, Greedy Williams,
okay.
Our guy Bunting.
I think I have Bunting sixth corner. The only two corners I have ahead that you didn't were Rocky Sin and Justin Lane.
Okay.
I think we're in the same ballpark. I mean, I think that those six players are all top 50 picks. I think Julian Love from Notre Dame, he's also in that mix, top 50, top 60. I think all six of those, all seven of those players are, it's not a great corner class, but there's some corners in this class that can play.
And your San Diego State tight end. That's a great call by you.
Warren.
Holy cow.
Holly Warren.
He's fun.
Yeah, he is.
For a guy who apparently didn't play football until, what, his senior year of high school?
Played every sport possible except football until his senior year.
And he looks good at it. Like, he doesn't look like a guy who hasn't played football.
I was surprised.
He can block a little bit.
He can.
He can run routes a little bit.
Yeah.
The athleticism's awesome. He'll go get the ball.
And I think it's just the natural athlete in him. You know, like, he's not the most refined route runner, but he's pretty coordinated with his footwork and his routes. You know, like, he's not a complete, he doesn't look like a fish out of water out there. Like, he knows what he's doing. I mean, you know, and he, I told this before, but, you know, just to get a glimpse of how raw he is as a football player, his first, when he walked on at San Diego State, and the special teams coach during the first meeting asked him, how many players are on the field at one time for your team? He guessed 13.
Oh, okay.
He
was close.
He played wide receiver in high school. They moved to tight end at San Diego State. He literally had to Google tight end to see what that meant. Because in his high school offense, they didn't have a tight end. So he literally had zero idea what tight end meant. It's just a very raw player. But for a player that's this raw, you have to feel optimistic about where he is right now in his development and then just how much higher he can go.
Okay, so for today, what I wanted to do is, we do this every year. We are about a month away from the draft, so it's time to start fixing every team in the NFL.
All 32.
So if you're a fan of a team that's in something, a division in the East, congrats. We'll fix your team today. The NFC East and the AFC East. And we'll try to do two divisions per week and get through all of them before the draft gets here, and then who knows, maybe some bonus content at some point. But where would you like to start, Dane? The American Football Conference or the National Football Conference?
We'll start with the AFC. We'll start with the earlier pick first, I guess.
I suppose so. So we're looking at, let me see here, the AFC East. We've got
Jets.
Bills, Jets, Patriots, and Dolphins. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the team needs according to me. Actually, not according to me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to steal from our buddies Evan Silva and Josh Norris.
Do good work over there at Roto-World.
And give you the team needs. And then you, with me as your assistant GM, is going to figure out how to use their draft picks.
Okay.
So the biggest needs, offensive line. Let me see here. Right tackle, right guard. Yeah, you can go any direction you like if you want an offensive lineman. Yep, so they need offensive line help. Edge rusher and cornerback are the biggest needs for the Jets. And they're going to pick number 3 overall.
Yep.
So they're going to have a chance to get an edge rusher.
And they don't have a second-round pick. They don't have a second-round pick.
Okay.
They used that to get it for Sam Darnold last year. So for the Jets, you know they want out of that pick. They want a chance to recoup some of that draft capital. Maybe for a team looking to get a quarterback, is that Dwayne Haskins? You know, if Kyler Murray does go one, which we expect, and then at number 2, say Nick Bosa, there's going to be some pretty talented players on the board. Quinnen Williams, Josh Allen, being the top 2. Does a team like one of those 2 players enough if they trade up for them? And did the Jets feel comfortable enough trading away from those 2 players to get into that, get back into that second round that they give up on that spot? So that's Mike
McCagnan. How far can we go down to get back into the second round so that we can pick them 2 players instead of 1? We're going to get them out of 3. We're going to move them to 8 to 10 range.
Sure. You know, in one of my mock drafts, it's just tough to figure out.
Make the Giants come get a quarterback and go to 6.
Yeah, I just don't think they're going to do it, but
right. Maybe.
Plus, I don't know if the Jets and Giants, are they allowed to trade?
Yeah, I think it's legal. It's allowed.
All right, we talked about that last year, and last year's top 5, top 6. You know, it's funny, just off topic a little bit, but, you know, it seemed like a month ago, the wild card of the draft was Kyler Murray. Now the wild card of the draft is Dwayne Haskins. Like, we feel good about Kyler Murray going 1, and I don't know where Haskins is going to go. Is he going to go 6 to the Giants? Are we going to see a trade up in the top 5?
How about Miami? I would like Miami.
Okay.
I want him to go.
I mean,
they don't have a plan at quarterback.
No, but it seems like all indications are they're going to wait until next year to get their quarterback. You know, they're going to bulk up the roster as much as they can right now.
It is tank time for them.
Yeah, so, you know, Haskins is really a wild card.
Well, maybe we can't get a trade down and we just have to pick somebody at 3.
We'll just stay at 3 and then we'll do, if they were to get into the second round, who'd they be looking at? So with the 3rd pick, again, Murray 1, let's just say Bosa does go 2. Does it come down? Is it as simple as Quinnen Williams or Josh Allen at number 3 for the Jets?
I would think so. Yeah, I think that's all the names that I need right now.
Yeah, and then it becomes interesting which direction do they go. Greg Williams coming in, new defensive coordinator for the Jets. You know, we still don't know, I think, officially if they're going to be a 3-4 or 4-3. They talked about both. Greg Williams has said that he has in his playbook, you know, variations of both. So I don't think we need to get too hung up on the scheme part of it. I think they just need to go with the best player.
So we're going to take Quinnen Williams,
I
agree.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I would lean. But at the same time, they have Leonard Williams, you know, like they have some depth in the line. They really need a pass rusher. So maybe the biggest impact for the Jets would be to go Josh Allen.
You're going to leave the best player on the board? That's what you're going to do in the top three?
That's not what I would do, but I think the Jets, I think they might go pass rusher over the interior player, because I think they might want the outside guy rather than another Leonard Williams.
Okay, now let's pretend that they trade down. Okay. Since we can't find the realistic place of somebody coming up, we're just going to move them down to, say, in the 8 to 10 range, and now they have a second-round pick in the early to mid-second round.
Right.
And now we need either the edge rusher or the offensive line help.
But then, yeah, this is where we go offensive line. If they're in, say they're picking 10, hypothetically, this is where they might have their choice of the first offensive lineman off the board, or if not the first, then the second, maybe the third. So they're going to get a chance that they're going to get one of these really good offensive tackles, whether that's Jonah Williams, Juwan Taylor, Andre Dillard. They're not going to be able to go wrong. They're going to get a player that's going to upgrade their offensive line immediately.
Do you feel like Jonah Williams is the safest pick out of those? I really like Dillard.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to be necessarily as a run blocker.
Yeah, that's
fair. Pass blocking is more important, and he's a ballerina.
Yeah, he's a terrific athlete.
Super long arms, and
he's just different.
Like his timing is great.
Yeah.
So pick your offensive tackle, Williams or Dillard or Cody Ford. Or Taylor.
For the Jets, let's go Jonah Williams. I mean, he's a player that plug and play. I think has some tackle guard versatility. He's a technician, a guy that I think you feel really good about, you know, who he's going to be long-term for you.
Okay, now we get to the second round for the Jets, and we need an edge rusher. Well, we don't need an edge rusher. We need to pick the best player available out of edge rusher. Oh, yeah, corner or offensive line. So that might be a good spot for a corner there.
Yeah, I think that would be a good spot. What about the guy we just talked about, Sean Bunting?
Give him our guy?
Yeah, I think that'd be...
But I want him on my team, whichever team that is. Of course, I'm not biased on this.
We can save him for later.
Okay, let's give him away, because I think that's a great spot for him.
I think
somewhere
it is
around 38 to 45.
Yeah, exactly. Top 45, that sounds about right for him. A guy that not afraid to press. I mean, this is a guy that he gray-shirted when he first got to Central Michigan.
What's that even mean?
They didn't have a scholarship for him.
Oh.
So, like, they basically said, we want you, but we don't have room in this recruiting class. So, basically, we have dibs on you. You just kind of wait and kind of be a walk-on until we can put you on scholarship. So, it's really, you know, he didn't have many options. If he didn't do a gray shirt with Central Michigan, I think his next best option was, like, Saginaw Valley State or, you know, something like that.
Oh, he tore it up. He did a great time.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, he's a guy that's really, really been impressive. Tape was really good, and I think he's on the way up. He's ascending. So I think that's a good pick for the Jets. What about the third round?
Well, in the third round, they'll have the 93rd overall pick, and we've got our offensive line help. We've got our corner help. Ideally, no, we're probably just going to pick the best player, but ideally...
Well, I have two picks in the third round.
Oh, look at this.
68.
Oh, yeah, 68 and 93. Okay. By the way, on Roto World, Josh Norris picked him Bunting in the fourth round. Cheater! He ain't going to make it there. Maybe he does. Maybe we're wild.
I don't think so.
Third round, number 68 overall. So at 68 and 93, we're looking for realistic names to maybe help on the offensive line again.
68.
Maybe pass rushing. Maybe a little bit of corner. If he gets there... well, I guess let me just ask you where you think he's going to go. My new obsession recently is Chase Winovich.
Yeah.
The Michigan defensive end.
I like Chase. I think that he would fit better in a 3-4.
Oh, no.
I don't. He's not.
Think he's too small?
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'3", 255. I mean, he's okay. I mean, there are some times where he gets controlled in the run game a little bit. I love the effort. I mean, he makes more backside plays than I think anybody maybe I've ever scouted. The effort is just maniacal. He has some angled bend to him as a pass rusher. He doesn't have the length or the explosive traits necessarily that you want in a, you know, top tier pass rusher, but we're in the third round.
We're in the third round,
so yeah, exactly. And that's where I think he's going to go, somewhere in the top 75 picks.
Oh,
and
I want him to go with 58th pick.
Cowboys aren't going to take him. He's not their style.
Didn't have long enough arms.
No, yeah, they're more interested in the Zach Allens from Boston College,
which is so weird because I was told for years all they care about is getting upfield and athleticism, and now all they want is fat, slow guys with long arms.
They're looking to replace Tyron Crawford is what they're trying to do, trying to find a long term replacement for him. So
yeah, that's what we need to do: find a rotational defensive line. Yep. Sounds great.
But let's go Chase Winovich there. Why not? I think he's I think he's being overvalued, as you know, people talking about him as a first round player, but outside
I got him
the top,
in the middle of the second, and you won't talk me out of it.
That's fine. I mean, anywhere like outside of the top 40, I'd be fine with Chase Winovich. And early parts of the third round, yeah, I think that makes sense for them.
Okay, and then we have one more pick. We hit the top three needs, so let's just double up somewhere. We need another corner, another edge player, another lineman.
Let's get a weapon for Sam Darnold.
Ooh.
He gave him Le'Veon Bell and free agency.
We have idea what order these receivers are going to go.
It's going to be tough. And so we're talking about, the 93rd pick you said?
Yeah.
So at that point, what about Emmanuel Hall?
A little speed
from Missouri. Yeah, a guy that can stretch the field, and I think he brings in a little bit of juice to your offense.
I think that's good. I think they'll take Emmanuel Hall. Congrats, Jets fans. Okay. Your team's been fixed in the first 2 days of the draft. Okay, we gotta go much faster. The Jets got way too much time.
They did.
Our next team, who's next in the order to pick there?
Miami.
Okay, so the Miami Dolphins. Let me go get your needs here. Please hold. Clicky, clicky. Dolphins. According to me, a.k.a. according to Roto World.
I'm sorry, it's Buffalo, but we'll go Miami first.
Whatever. There are three needs. Offensive line. Man, that's common in the NFL, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Secondary and defensive line. Now, they need a quarterback, but I guess they're going with the same idea that they're tanking.
Yeah.
That they're going after either Tua or maybe a two-year tank for Herbert or for Lawrence.
Wouldn't be the craziest thing I ever heard.
So offensive line, secondary, defensive line. Their first pick is number 13 overall, which is probably going to be another sweet spot for offensive line, I would think, out of those. Well, defensive or offensive line.
Yeah, no, I think you hit it. Yeah, this is going to be a trench player, I think. I think that's where we're heavily leaning towards. I think you couldn't go wrong. You add an Andre Dillard.
Oh, I already got the name.
Protect your edge.
I know who we're picking.
Oh, you did?
We're going to take Ed Oliver.
Okay.
Can I get him to 13?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I think he's... Nothing with Ed Oliver would surprise me because he's not going to be a scheme fit for everybody. He can go in the top 10 easily, but if he's still there at 13, 14, that wouldn't be a surprise. So he works out Thursday, by the way, which would be interesting. See what he works out at. First of all, to see what his weight is. He was 287 at the combine. Is he still 287 now? Is that what he's going to try and work out at? So we'll have to see about that. But yeah, Ed Oliver at 13, I mean, that'd be a heck of a steal for Miami.
Okay, so we want to go with that, or we want to give an offensive tackle somewhere? Okay, so their next pick is in the second round, number 48 overall. And again, you're probably going to be in a sweet spot for the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you wanted to go with some offensive line, you could do that. Let's see.
What about it? We'd go offensive tackle?
Somebody to pair with Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah, Caleb McGarry, right tackle from Washington.
All right, let me write down that I need to watch Caleb McGarry.
6'7", 317 pounds, pretty good athlete. He was a right tackle only at Washington. Even when Trey Adams went down, he stayed at right tackle. Moves well. McGarry is the type of player who's a little bit of an acquired taste. Tape was okay, not great, but okay. And then you see him at the Senior Bowl, you see him at the Combine, you start to see, okay, this guy, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's got some things he needs to work on, plays a little too narrow, a little too upright, but you have some traits that you can work with. I think that's why we're talking about him as a second-round pick. I wouldn't be surprised if McGarry, even if he's not there at that point, but I think that's realistic, could go somewhere top 50, so 48 overall to Miami makes sense.
Third round, we've now hit a defensive line and an offensive line. They also need secondary, so if we are looking for a third-round secondary player, maybe
corner,
a
safety,
bunch of them.
What are we thinking?
Let me take a peek here. if I had to pretend I'd know their roster off the top of my head, I'd be lying to you.
Well,
let's see. They got Minka and Xavier Howard recently.
Right.
Outside of that, you could pretty much try to upgrade wherever you want. So you could use a corner or a safety.
Okay. And third round, maybe this is where your Penn State corner goes. Another big size guy to pair with Xavier Howard.
Oh, yes, yes.
Six,
yeah.
I mean, or are we?
I like it because otherwise I was looking at smaller guys around there. Like, well, you tell me if I'm off on these grades, but third round I have guys like Julian Love at Notre Dame, David Long at Michigan.
Yeah.
Guys like that.
I like Love a little more. But yeah, I mean, smaller guys sometimes. It's a stopwatch and measurable position. So
give him the full size guy.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, there he goes. You have to say his name again because I don't know it.
I'm bad at that's one of the names I'm bad at in this year's draft.
Well, why don't you figure it out?
It's
congratulations
tough.
To the Miami Dolphins. We fixed your team. Now,
at Oliver McGarry and Penn State corner, not bad.
It's not a bad run. The Buffalo Bills team needs, man, these are repetitive. Offensive line, defensive line, tight end. Their first pick is number 9 overall, which means I get to ask the question. Are we insane if we take a tight end at number 9 overall?
No.
TJ Hockenson, let's go!
I get it.
Hockman!
There's not a lot of, you know, there's not a big sample size of top 10 tight ends that went on to have, you know, big-time NFL success, but in no way should that stop the Buffalo Bills from, if they believe in TJ Hockenson, which it's not hard to believe in Hockenson with what he can do, I would be fine with that. I mean, your goal with this pick should be help out your quarterback. So if you're either drafting an offensive tackle or you're drafting some kind of skill player. We know they had a little bit of conversations about Antonio Brown. They've added in the wide receiver position, free agency. So, hey, I'm on board. If you this pick is either offensive line.
If I say you need a left guard, a tight end, or a defensive lineman, and Hockenson might be the pick. I'd take him there over anybody to play guard, I think.
Yeah, that's fair.
Especially at number 9 overall.
If you tell me that, it'd be hard to talk me out of TJ Hockenson. I mean, you could pretty much talk me into TJ Hockenson at any point in the draft.
Number 1?
Fine.
I mean, stop it.
If you're going to buy into Josh Rosen as your guy, okay, maybe not one, but anywhere outside the top 3 picks, you could talk me into TJ.
We're going TJ Hockenson.
Okay.
Their second pick is number 40 overall in the draft in the second round there. I think we could factor in wide receiver too.
Yeah,
I mean, what is it? It's John Brown, Cole Beasley, and what?
Yeah, I mean,
Buffalo.
They added quite a bit, but they could use some more size.
So we could go into the trenches. We could go either side of the trenches at number 40 overall.
Yeah, do we want to go? I mean, the guards at this point.
Lindstrom
and Reisner are my two second round.
Okay,
guards.
I have Reisner at tackle. Is he short armed? Do I need to move him around?
On tape, he looks like a guard to me.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I know he played right tackle for 3 years at Kansas State. He did okay at the Senior Bowl at right tackle. I don't know. I just see a guard. That's just me. But I think there's a lot of a split opinion on that.
Pick him one. You're the GM.
Let's go Reisner. Gives them a little bit of tackle versatility if they want to try that too.
Okay, so you got your offensive lineman. You got TJ Hockenson. So you already won the draft because you got TJ Hockenson.
There you go.
And we move into the third round for them, which is third round number 74 overall. We already got an offensive lineman. We already got a tight end. You want to give him some help on the defensive line in the third round?
Yeah. Let's go. What pick did they have in the third?
They are, I already said it, Dane. You weren't listening to me.
I wasn't listening. 74.
74.
At that point, Christian Miller, Max Crosby. You look at Max Crosby, Eastern Michigan.
I haven't watched Max Crosby. Thanks for the name, though. I'm going to type him on my little thing here. Hold on.
He's interesting. 6'5", 255, angular athlete.
Is he Oregon?
Eastern Michigan.
Eastern Michigan.
Colors are kind of similar.
I wasn't listening. Yeah.
He tested fairly well. 4.66 in the 40, 6.893 cone, 1.62 in a 10-yard split, which is outstanding for an edge rusher. So, Max Crosby.
Let it rip.
I like it. Let's go
Let
with it.
Let it rip. Patriots. The evil, hated Stupid Patriots.
The question at 32, does a tight end get to them?
Right. We're trying to see if Noah Fant can make 32.
Which I'd be surprised if he did.
Are we taking... They'll use tight ends in line. Are we taking Irv Smith, number 32 overall?
Yeah, that's a good question. Is Irv Smith worthy of the 32 pick? Or
maybe not.
Do they go a different direction? I think he's worthy of it somewhere in the top 40. But yeah, I mean, I think there's a chance a better player could be there. The player that I keep
coming
back
to. They can take any pass catcher, really.
Yeah.
They're not good at wide receiver.
Let me throw a name at you. But Jeffrey Simmons here.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, they're the team that would do that. If he ends up having a red shirt the entire year, if he can get a top 15
They
talent.
Won the Super Bowl with the fewest amount of snaps from their rookie class.
Yeah,
the
they don't
team.
Care because they just trade comp picks for veterans. Every
right. I mean, they're in a situation where they don't need, they feel good about the team they have. So, plus they get back Isaiah Wynn. You know, that's basically getting back a first-round pick. So
I love it.
They can make the move. Let's go Isaiah Simmons.
Okay, so they're taking a defensive tackle
Jeffrey
there
Simmons.
That may not play this year. And that, holy crap.
What's that?
They have a lot of picks, man.
They do have a lot of picks.
We're trying to get through the podcast, Bill.
What, two in the second round?
Number 56 overall.
Okay.
Okay. The Patriots could go defensive line, pass catcher, left tackle, all sorts of things. Patriots could go all over the place. Let's start. Why don't we pick a wide receiver? We haven't given anybody a wide receiver yet.
Okay.
And now we've got a team that needs one at number 56 overall. And in that range, there are 150 names you could choose from.
Deebo Samuel.
Why do you keep giving away my guys?
Because he'd be the perfect Patriot.
He would be, because he's tough and he's a
tough, smart, competitive. He's versatile. He could be used in different ways. All right, that makes sense.
That's stupid. I don't want them to get all my guys.
Burn the podcast. We start over.
That's it. I'm going to hit space bar, which stops this. Let's see. Now they have another pick, eight picks later. At number 64 in the second round. Stupid Patriots. I hate you guys.
I wonder why they're so good over
here. Oh, so they lost Trey Flowers. They lost Malcolm Brown. They lost Danny Shelton. So any sort of defensive lineman would work here. Did my guy at the combine test badly enough, LJ Collier from TCU, that I can't take him here? Do I need to keep waiting?
I still think Collier goes fairly early.
Like before this pick.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Even though his testing is abysmal.
Okay, what about those inside-outside players like Zach Allen?
That's the name I was going to throw out there, yeah.
Boston College?
Zach Allen, a guy that can give you inside-outside versatility, play set the edge, but also reduce inside as and rush packages. So I think that would make sense.
Patriots.
And that's if he doesn't go 58 to the Cowboys.
Patriots have three picks in the third round, number 73, number 97, number 101. Can I give them one at 73? I got an idea.
Okay. What do you got?
Can I just throw a dart at the board and pick Will Greer and see if we can find the next quarterback who can sit around for a couple years?
Okay. Sure.
Third round too early for that?
No, I mean, if you want Will Greer, third round is probably where you need to take him. I'd be fine with that. Let's do it. 73rd pick.
All right, you get 97 and 101. We got two more.
All right, let's go with the tight end with one of these picks.
Take San Diego State. Take San Diego State.
Yeah, that'd be a good option.
You can do this, Dane.
If he's there, 96.
Nada. There's you, a Patriot.
I was going to go with Josh Oliver, San Jose State.
Okay, that works for me, too.
He's a guy that can... play in line. He can hurt you over the middle of the field. I think he would make sense in a Patriots uniform.
One more third round pick.
They like to double up at positions. So we already gave him a defensive lineman. Let's give him another one. Charles Omenihu. That seems like a very Patriots pick to me.
Okay. All right. UT. Yeah. You playing him at end? Are you moving him around? He's playing a little bit of everything?
That's it. Play a little bit of everything.
Omenihu. All right. Goodbye, AFC East. Hello, NFC East, as we're fixing every team in the world. And in the NFC East, I know the Cowboys aren't going to be the first ones picking because they don't have a first-round pick.
No, that would be Washington. Giants.
Yeah, the New York Giants. Oh, this is fun. Do we want a quarterback? Do we want a defensive lineman? Do we want a corner? Do we want a receiver? Do we want an offensive lineman? Their team's not good.
No. And there's so many different directions they can go here.
They need a lot of help.
I would lean towards defensive line here.
Okay, and we'll assume that at the beginning of the draft, we lose Quinnen Williams, we lose Nick Bosa. Are we losing Josh Allen?
Yeah, he's gone.
We lose Josh Allen.
So this pick, let's just say it's Rashawn Gary, Montez Sweat. Really, those two guys, I think, would be the two you're looking at there.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not Rashawn Gary. You're going to have to get more than 3.5 sacks in a college football season to get in the top 10 with me, buddy.
That's not how things work.
I don't care how things work. I'm telling you how things should work.
We're in the top 10. Things how it should work, then we should be taking Haskins here.
If we're in the top 10 and you're picking a defensive lineman, he needs traits and production.
Yeah, Joey Bosa had 5 sacks his last year at Ohio State.
Joey Bosa's tape said he was going to sack everyone. Gary's doesn't say that.
Gary's traits, that's
his traits.
That's what NFL teams draft. They don't draft production, they draft traits.
Winovich is going to be a better player than him.
That's not too crazy.
Okay, so we're going to give them... I'm giving them Montez Sweat.
That's
protest.
No, that's...
I won't let him have Gary.
That's all right. I mean, being who you are, I figured you'd want to give Giants the worst player.
Oh, but. Yeah, Rashawn Gary. Yes, yeah, great point. Rashawn Gary to the Giants, and that is in the books.
Okay.
Now, after that pick... Whoops, where did my... full order go?
37 overall.
Okay, at 37, the Giants who... Where'd my needs?
Oh, I'm sorry, 17. The Odell Beckham trade.
For Giant needs, I went with thebigblueview.com.
Okay.
Can't go wrong with a local blog. We gave them... What did we already give them? A D-lineman?
Yep.
All right, so now we're down to choosing between their very few needs. QB, corner, receiver, O-line, still D-line. And we are early second round.
No, 17 overall.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. 17 overall.
So,
holy cow.
Now, do they go, would they go Daniel Jones here from Duke?
I would like to make them go Daniel Jones because I think he's going to fail.
Rashawn Gary and Daniel Jones
round? This is great. I think we're doing great. Yeah, I think we're doing great.
I think it's realistic, though.
Yeah, an overhyped guy and an overhyped guy. This is perfect. I love it. Yes. Daniel Jones, done.
Okay.
What's their next pick, Dane?
37.
37. How can we screw this one up?
What other needs?
Who's somebody that you think will be hurt throughout their whole career? Let's get him.
What other needs we have?
Let's see. What did we just pick? I forgot.
Defensive
we got a quarterback
and
we got a D-line. So let's look at corners, receivers, and O-line.
Okay.
Early second round, we could take almost any receiver. How many receivers do we assume are gone? Metcalf,
Brown's such a wild card with the injury. I think AJ Brown's probably gone at that point. Kelvin Harmon, NC State. We want to go N'Keal Harry from
and
Arizona State.
You're not a
Hakeem
Butler fan, right? I can't get you a guy that looks like Plaxico.
I mean, that's... We could go there. Sure. We can go Hakeem Butler there. I'd be very
now
surprised.
Now, you think that's a bad value pick.
Butler's like 60 on my board, so yeah.
I've got him somewhere in the second to third round range.
Okay, yeah, so you're with me.
I have him in the third. But
okay, so yeah, you're not... I've been told a lot of things about my take on Hakeem Butler, but you're actually lower than me, so... And... I don't know. Twitter likes Hakeem Butler a lot more than NFL teams do.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, give me a receiver that NFL teams like. The fourth, fifth receiver in the draft.
N'Keal Harry. I mean, he's got his fans. I mean, because I think he's really physical at the catch point. He can play in the slot as a big slot. I mean, he can, you know, I think he's going to have a tougher time versus NFL corners compared to what he faced in the Pac-12. But, you know, I think that top 40 is kind of around the range where he's going to go.
Okay, so we take him there. Do we have more picks? Of course, I'm sure we do.
The third round, they don't have their third round pick because they used it in a supplemental draft.
Okay, so we're done with the Giants. Get out of here. Oh, no, they have a comp pick.
They do?
They got a comp pick. At least I show number 95 overall.
That's the Jets, right? Or the Giants.
I mean, ESPN.com could be wrong. I have the full 2019 NFL draft order. Says the Giants are at 95. But I don't doubt your order. If you say they don't have 95, they don't have 95.
No, I mean, that might be right. I don't have the internet here, so.
What?
No.
Hold on. Let me see if I can. Let's do this. Full NFL draft order. I'll pick a different link, and I'll see who's at number 95. Tankathon. Tankathon wouldn't lie to us. Giants are at 96. According to Tankathon. They have a comp pick at number 96, and your face is saying no, they don't. I love it.
I don't know.
I love it. If they have a late third round pick in the compensatory part for the Giants,
give them some help on the offensive line, I guess.
Who's a late third round offensive lineman?
Yannick Juice, West Virginia.
Boom. Look at that. We did it.
There you go.
Now get out of here, Giants. You may get that guy and you may not, depending on if you have that pick. Okay, so the Giants are done. We're on to Washington.
Yep.
Is Washington. That right? The Washington Redskins. Hogshaven.com brings us the needs. Can't go wrong with the local blog. Quarterback, edge, wide receiver, safety, guard, tight end, corner, linebacker.
Okay.
Okay, so everything. They need everything in Washington.
At 15, I think the conversation starts on, is Drew Lock the pick, or they go in a different direction?
I like giving him a quarterback. Does Haskins make it all the way to 15?
It's possible. I'm surprised. I have talked to several scouts of NFL teams who say their team has Lock above Haskins on their board. Which,
okay.
I was surprised to hear that. I know Haskins has, there's issues with Haskins. He is not a perfect, clean prospect, but neither is Locke. So, a little surprised to hear that. But, I don't know. I'd still be surprised if Haskins is at 15, but it's possible. It's certainly possible.
Okay, so let's give them Drew Locke. Let's do that.
Okay.
I'm looking at a third website.
If I'm Washington, and Haskins slips a little bit, I'm trading up to 10 and getting Haskins.
Giants, according to Chat Sports, do not have a comp pick at the end of the third round.
My order is showing.
And according to Dane.
Yeah.
So I'm going to believe that they're right since they agree with you, which means that Washington, after we give them Drew Lock, is going to pick in the second round at number 46 overall.
Mm-hmm.
What positions have we not even touched? Let me make sure. What do they need? Let me take a look at you, Washington, again.
They need to replace Preston Smith.
Okay.
On the outside. And
is this a spot for Collier? Is that about where you're saying he would go?
Yeah, I think that would make sense.
Are we standing up or are we hand on ground?
Well, I mean, stand up.
As if it matters.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Could Polite free fall to 46?
I like that. That's a good one.
That's a fun spot.
Their organization is not afraid to take some chances. They just with Reuben Foster and some other guys they have. So yeah, I like that. Let's go with Jachai Polite there.
Okay, so we got Jachai Polite.
Good value if he keeps his nose clean and matures.
And then we go to number 76, and then I'll leave it up to you if number 96, if you think they have a comp pick there or not.
They do have 96.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Okay, so this place has it right. Number 76 for Washington, who we have given a quarterback and we have given an edge player. We get into the third round. Let's see. QB and edge. We knocked those out.
Offensive line help.
You could go receiver. You could go safety. You could go guard. You want to go guard?
Yeah. In the third round. What third round guards do you have? Lidstrom will be gone. Reisner will be gone.
Yeah, you got the wrong guy for third round guards at this point in the process. Thanks for asking.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Oklahoma got one?
Drew Samia.
Too early?
No, I mean, third round is certainly possible. Maybe we'll go guard with their second third round pick. So with their second third round pick, we'll go Drew Samia from Oklahoma.
Okay.
And then with their first third round pick, we want to go safety or wide receiver? Can't go wrong.
Who would you go with at safety there? I can give you my... Are all of my guys going to be gone in the first two rounds?
If Darnell Savage is there...
Adderley, Gardner Johnson, Savage, those are my first two round guys.
If Savage is there, that would be a no-brainer, I think. He'd pair him with Landon Collins. That'd be a pretty good duo right there.
Let's do it.
I don't know if he makes it that far because he's too good of a player, yeah. But he... Because of his size, I mean, he's 5'10 and a half, under 200 pounds. So he could slip to the early portion of the third round and be there. So let's go with it.
Could go at 58. Never know.
He could. He's a good player. I love him. I've been singing his praises since the summer.
Washington, you're done. Next, Philadelphia Eagles. Let's see here.
They're tough to figure out at 25.
Well, according to the Eagles wire at USA Today, can't go wrong with a local blog.
Mm-hmm.
We could use a left tackle to get ready for Jason Peters to be gone. Running back, other offensive line spots, wide receiver, corner safety. So we got a lot of options. We get to number 25 overall. If Josh Jacobs is there, is that too early? Is that way too early for Miles Sanders? I love Miles Sanders' tape. Is he a fumbler? Is that his thing?
Yeah, big time fumbler.
God, I love his tape.
He's
Penn State's running back's badass.
He's good.
No, he's badass.
He's like a not as explosive version of Saquon Barkley.
Miles, if you hear this, just remember that Dane doesn't like you.
That's a compliment.
I'm a big fan.
That's a compliment.
Like he thinks 25 is way too early.
For Miles Sanders?
It's way too early for any running back.
It is. Exactly.
You can give him Josh Jacobs if you want to.
No, because I don't think they're going to go that. I mean, I don't think the Eagles and Howie Roseman, I don't think that's how they think.
Cody Ford?
There's no way he makes it that far. I don't think. I think Nasir Adderley makes sense. Anytime you have a chance to upgrade your secondary, makes sense.
Did DeAndre Baker make it to 25?
Yeah, I don't.
No,
I don't, DeAndre Baker. I don't.
Oh, you don't like him?
Yeah. He's okay. He's good.
Oh, Dane.
There's some issues there, though.
Man, we would fight.
Good.
Byron Murphy will be gone?
Byron Murphy's tough to figure out because of the size. I mean,
you hate him, too.
No, I like him. Right. I like Byron Murphy.
Dane's top corner is just some 6'4 guy.
If the NFL is, they don't like him. Uh-huh. Well, no, I shouldn't say they don't like him. They have their. If you run a 4.55 and you're under 5'11, that's not good. There's not a lot of corners that have those two things and go in the top 25 picks.
Who you want? You would give him Nasir Adderley? You just want to throw some guy from Delaware at him?
Is that what you're trying to do?
You just want to throw some guy
from
Delaware?
He's a Philly native with Hall of Fame bloodlines.
Okay.
And he would immediately upgrade the Eagles secondary.
Adderley, go.
Do it.
You're in there. Okay, the next pick for the Eagles.
They've got two in the second. 53 and 57.
Okay, so at 53 and 57, and we are looking for... Who'd you just pick him? Some bum safety?
Yes, precisely.
Yeah, 53 and 57, so we don't need a safety, but we could still go corner, receiver, offensive line, or running back. Now let's give him a running back.
Yeah, I think, what about Damian Harris from Alabama, the other Alabama running back?
Yeah, slap him in there.
He's like a 75% version of Zeke. Does everything really well, nothing elite, but he's solid. I think he'd fit really well with what the Eagles do.
75%. I don't want 75% of any player. Well, I guess I do if his salary is 10% of his salary.
57 overall?
Okay, 57. We're going...
They got DeSean Jackson, so they don't need that type of receiver, but would they go more size? I mean, I don't know. I'd still be surprised if they went wide receiver that early.
Okay.
I think maybe a trench player, defensive line or offensive line here. They could go either way. They need to get some youth on the edges, get some help on the interior.
Christian Miller?
See, Miller is more of a stand-up guy to me.
Okay. Collier? Nelson?
What about on the interior? What about Draymond Jones from Ohio State?
Do you think that you're barking up the right tree? Because where are we in the draft?
57.
Okay, I heard first round a long time ago, and I was like, what? Yeah, I think that's a good spot for him.
His flashes are first round. It's just the body of work.
Said, hut, stand up straight.
Yeah.
Just a bad plan.
He's former basketball players still figuring
things
out.
Get tall. Grab that rebound.
And then the third round, see, they don't have...
Let me see. They have nothing. I don't see the word Philadelphia in the third round.
They do not have their third round pick.
Okay, so we move
on. One more team left.
Congrats, you've been fixed. And the last team.
This is easy. The first round pick.
Flappy team called the Dallas Cowboys. So we're going to pick at number 58. And we're going to pick at number 90.
Where are they going to 58?
Whew. Tight end off the board. I know they would
they're
say,
not going tight end.
Okay, so they're not going tight end. What is on the board? We're looking at safeties and edge players.
Yeah, that would make that, those
safeties and defensive linemen.
I would say defensive linemen. Yeah.
Okay, so safeties and D linemen.
Edge or interior.
We're at 58, which is a kind of a weird spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because our top guys. Let me ask you this: where's Jerry Tillery going? Tape is first round.
Yeah, he's a first round talent. Just where teams are comfortable with him, because you know, just when he gets to that first training camp and he gets the snot beat out of him, is he going to be like, shoot, I could be, you know, making money doing something else? That's the concern.
Knock, is that he's smart? And like
it's not that
books?
He's. It's not that he. No, see, like I don't know. People say that and it makes it sound like the NFL doesn't like smart people.
That's what. But I don't know. Like I don't know his off field other than I just hear general words.
He's smart. It's just. Does he love football enough where, because he knows he could be making money doing other things. Does he love football enough where he's going to be okay getting his butt kicked every day and still play to his top ability and, you know, come back for more the next day even hungrier? You know, not every guy's wired like that. And that's a big question with Tillery is does he have that hunger in him to be the best NFL player he can be?
Can he make 58?
I'd be surprised he made it that far. Because, okay. Like you said, he's a first round talent. What about Jalen Ferguson? Mr. Three Cone.
I didn't love his tape.
I didn't, but the Cowboys have shown interest.
I know. I didn't love his tape.
And with the DeMarcus Lawrence, he's going to play, we think, right? But
we think.
Randy Gregory is up in the air. You just don't know. Taco Charlton, I
Jalen
don't.
Ferguson ran the worst three cone and the worst short shuttle in the history of the drills. He's the worst bend, worst change of direction pass
rusher. Did you watch the three cone?
All time. I did.
It's pretty bad.
But it was like his seventh time. He was tired.
Which is.
And probably tired of falling down on his previous attempts. But
LJ Collier's three cone wasn't much better.
I know.
It was close.
I know.
It was pretty comparable.
I like Collier's tape better.
I agree.
There's actually some.
But like Ferguson's not a dip bend flexible guy. He's a speed to power guy. That's how he wins as a pass rusher. So while the three cone was. Just as bad as you could possibly get, it wasn't a huge shocker because that's just not how he wins on the football field. And we're talking 58 here.
I know what we're talking about. I'm either going to...
You're agonizing over this.
I am because I like Collier's tape better, but his production is almost nothing.
The Cowboys...
Ferguson's production is incredible.
They like Collier too, but I just don't think he makes it to 58 where Jalen Ferguson could.
Oh, you don't think he makes it? Holy cow.
Collier, no.
Okay, so I can still be comfortable liking my guy. Thought the combine might have killed my guy Collier.
I think they'll look past it.
Okay. Jalen Ferguson, huh?
58. Jalen. If we're going to go defensive line, I think that's what we're looking at right here.
Jalen Ferguson. Can't I take Bunting? Can't I undo somebody else picking nope. him and get Bunting?
This team's not going to take him.
Can I go get a safety? Rapp, Abram, and Adderley are all definitely gone.
They're not making it to 58.
Gardner Johnson?
I don't think they're going to make it.
Savage.
Savage could be there.
I'll take Savage. Wait, we already gave him away.
Yeah.
Where'd he go, though? Did he go after 58? Yeah, he did. He went to third.
76.
So, yeah, we just have to redo 76 now. I get to take Savage. We'll take Ferguson.
Have to do what's realistic, and that's Ferguson.
We'll take Ferguson. And then his three cone took an hour and a half.
At 90?
I don't know. I don't want to do this anymore. at 90... We're probably looking...
If they went...
We're still looking to upgrade the safety spot, right?
Yep.
Or are we okay because we signed
Aloka.
George Aloka?
No, I mean, they're still going to look at safety. I think that they could look at tight end here, possibly.
You know who I wouldn't mind taking there?
Who's
Waring.
That? Hmm. Not bad.
Was that too early?
I
got him in the third.
I think he's like 92 on my top 100.
I think that's perfect because with... Witten and all these other guys here, like, okay, I get it. I'd like to find somebody to help today, but if you can't, let's just get ready for when the old man's gone and have a dynamic threat.
And really, we don't know how they feel about Dalton Schultz, who's the fourth round tight end last year. Do they think he can be, you know, better than what he showed as a rookie? We know he can block. Can he be a consistent pass catching threat?
I wouldn't mind Waring or Isaac Nnata there, even though I know Nnata had a terrible 40 time. If we're going to take
not
Jalen Ferguson,
a great 40 time,
despite the worst. Three cone of all time. We can't make 4.91 kick you out of the league as tight end.
Are they going to take two bad testers in the top 100?
No, we're going to take Waring. What did he run the 40
That's
in?
That's fine.
Probably in the 4.68. Yeah, we'll take that. San Diego, no. Which
no, 4.67.
Which school is he?
San Diego State.
San Diego State. We're taking San Diego State's tight end at 90.
Yeah, we just made the Cowboys better.
We made everybody better, and we may have done the longest Trust the Tape of all time. Thanks, Dane. Everybody go like my Facebook page, Jeff Cavanaugh, trying to grow my Facebook page. He's at DP Brugler on Twitter. I'm at JC1053. We love you. And next week, maybe we'll fix your team on Trust the Tape.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.